Paul, a replay. Do you think you did enough to win it first time?
I think so, realistically. Had quite a few efforts at goal. For me, a blatant penalty. I don't even know what the discussion was about. And then I was hearing mixed views on it. I've seen it myself a couple of times now. It's a penalty. And, you know, I never want to see anyone get injured, of course not. And I think that kind of took a little bit of the controversy away from it, that there was genuine concern, and rightly so, because he's in a bit of a mess by the looks of him. So hopefully he'll be okay, but that doesn't change the fact it's a penalty.
And did you think that at the time?
I did. As Connor had his touch, I thought he'd overhit it. And then I don't know if it was an element of Connor's slightly quicker than I thought, or the keeper a little bit slower off his line. But there's no doubt Connor got there first. And people saying he then touched the ball, that's irrelevant if Connor touches the ball first, because he took Connor out, and then I'm not even sure if there was a touch on it. So, second time in a row that BT have been here and we've missed out on a big decision.
Talking of goalkeepers, you didn't have one on the bench, seven subs, and you didn't go with a keeper. Why was that?
Let's try and win the game. Andy Warrington's not going to win the game.
But he might, if you'd had an incident like the first half, he might have saved you the game.
Well, Sean Pearson had gone in goal, so he'd have been okay.
Is he good enough? Is he that good?
Well, he'd have probably tackled the lad when he went through, rather than use his hands. But yeah, well, Macca's hasn't had much to do, has he? So I think we'd have been all right.
But it is a gamble, isn't it?
Of course it is. That's part and parcel of being a manager. I never have one on the bench. And tonight, I thought about it. I thought, no, I'm going to go with more options on the outfield. Keep saying it's going to happen sooner or later, but realistically, how many times does it happen? In the time I've been here, it hasn't happened once, so I'll go with them odds.
Perhaps it only needs to happen once, though, does it?
Why are we talking about this?
Well,
I'm getting bored. We're almost on a negative again. Well, let's talk about the game and how well the lads played.
No, I was going to come back to that.
But we keep going on. I think I've answered it three times, and we're still going on about it. So let's move on to a question that's a bit better.
Okay, first half in particular, you were by far the better side. Did you think at half-time you could go on and win it still from that performance?
I knew it would be different because of the conditions, but I still felt we created the better chances. Clay's shot towards the end I thought was in. It was as though someone moved the goal. I was just waiting for the net to ruffle, and it just must have just gone wide, which seemed odd with the way that he hit it. I thought it was shaping back towards the goal. So, no, overall, delighted with the performance. I think it's testament to the players that, you know, when Shrewsbury did have a little bit of possession, you know, there's a bit of edginess going on. But we remember where they are. You know, they're a League One side. They've just been to Bramall Lane not so long ago, got a really good victory. Drew with Gillingham, second in the table, and only narrowly lost out to Walsall, and obviously went down to 10 men. So we have to remember. You know, it's great that we're all proud of Grimsby Town and the football club. But remember where we are, and remember where the opposition are, and the lads showed today what a good team they can be.
But this display and your away record should give you good confidence going into that replay.
Well, if there, you know, was any sort of complacency in Shrewsbury, they now have seen us, you know, at close quarters. And no, now I think it's going to be a difficult task. There's no doubt about that. It was anyway. But the lads rose to that challenge. When it comes round, we'll, you know, everyone, I'm sure, will give everything to try and cause an upset, because there's no doubt that's what it'll be.
And does that affect your thinking now for the game on Saturday? Does it change your thinking?
No. I've made my mind at what I'm doing on that one, so that won't change. I put out a team that I still think can win the game. I'm not going to buy into the fact of I'll be happy to get knocked out. I want to try and win games of football, and that's why we're in this, is to try and be successful.